So, the walk to Emmaus is a journey which we are very familiar with it from a story aspect. But I do wonder how many of us are familiar with our own road to Emmaus. For we all encounter it. We all encounter it. We have encountered it many times. The encounters with the risen Christ continue. Today we have heard the story of the road to Emmaus. Jesus is alongside the disciples, both as they travel and when they reach their destination. As they journey together, Jesus enables them to make sense of the challenging and confusing events that have recently happened to them and others. Notice how Jesus encourages the disciples to tell the story of what has happened. Which parts of your story do you want Jesus to help you make sense of? Notice that the disciples said, stay with us, even before they recognized him. Over the last month or so, we have found ourselves in a situation needing us to stay where we are. Wherever you are today, Jesus stays with you. Be aware of Jesus' presence with you. Notice what that stirs up in you. The disciples recognize Jesus when he takes, blesses, and breaks bread. These are the same actions that happen at every celebration of the Eucharist. Even though you have not been able to receive the bread here in this place, you have been able to partake in the great mystery by watching, by having your own bread and wine, and knowing that the Spirit of Christ is there with you. Allow his love to burn in your heart as he stays with you. I wonder how we will tell as a church the story of this time to the people we run across in the future. Will this time be remembered as a time of growth, personal growth, a deeper understanding and belief? Or will it question that belief? As the gospel reading said, Jesus was made known to them. As we sit in our places of stay-at-home orders, how are we allowing Jesus to come into our lives, to be present in our homes, to be present in the situations where we find ourselves? For I can guarantee you that if we open ourselves to receive Jesus wherever we are during this time, we will have magnificent, strong, powerful, spirit-filled, faith-filled stories to share. And those stories will draw people to Christ. Amen.